What is the definition of perfectionism?
It's simple. It's the need to appear perfect. It's that searching that people do for something that's unattainable or unachievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on the belief that I'm not okay. And I think that's why we need to think about this, because a lot of people will say, oh, a little perfectionism is good in everybody's life because it kind of motivates them and push them forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's okay, because it does involve having these very unrealistic expectations and standards. And the problem is, when you don't achieve them and you can't because the standards are so high, then people seem to be unhappy all the time.
Right. And it's hard to enjoy success when you're a perfectionist, because you always have to buckle down and move on to the next thing and do it right. And that can cause you and the people around you a lot of distress.
And I think that's it. If you talk to couples, if they're married to a perfectionist, there's an exasperation that people feel.
Right.
Oh, can we move on and do this right? So it does create distress in the family relationships. And like you said, a lot of people joke about that. They joke about being perfectionistic. They say, oh, this is a good thing because that means I'm successful. And yet recent studies have shown that people that have perfectionistic attitudes, that actually interferes with their success. So we think it helps us be successful, but it does the opposite. And then the desire to be perfect can also do what we were talking about, deny you that sense of satisfaction, and can cause you to achieve far less than people who have more realistic goals.
So where does it come from? Please don't tell me we're born this way.
We have to always acknowledge that genetics play a role, because they do,
right.
And they influence. But perfectionism begins very early in life, when you learn that you're valued for your accomplishments. I think that's what's important. It stems from a dissatisfaction of where you are, who you are, and because of that, nothing is ever good enough. And then what happens is you learn to value yourself based on your accomplishments and based on other people's approval.
The reason I said, please don't tell me we're born this way, is because this is me.
Is your wife distressed?
Yes.
Oh.
She has pointed it out.
She has.
She has used phrases like, what does it take to do anything right around here?
Are you tracking with the distress that it can sometimes call, and then the dissatisfaction that you sometimes have?
Definitely see it, yes.
In terms of doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I know, this is hard. It's not really adaptive. What I mean by that is that it doesn't help you, because what happens is that you get to be procrastinating. Now, do you find that's one of the things? Because if you never quite do it perfectly enough, a lot of people I know who struggle with this say, well, I don't even attempt it.
Mm-hmm. To some degree, yes. I have found myself putting things off until I know I can get it done effectively and right the first time.
Then you're not doing it. And then sometimes what's happening, I think that's more important, is that people don't turn in assignments, they miss deadlines, they don't do what they're supposed to do because they're thinking it has to be flawless. And then what happens is, even the smallest little thing that you do can become very overwhelming. And that's a really hard thing. This is a good example, because med students tend to be this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to turn in all kinds of assignments. And when you have a student who turns in something very, very late or not at all, it's hurting them, rather than if they would just turn it in, get some kind of grade, rather than get no kind of grade. You can spend too much time on the non-critical issues, and you can mess up and not even do the kinds of things you're supposed to do.
Surely these traits can be good to some degree.
That's what we're saying. I don't think
so.
Because we made that distinction between, is it really perfectionism, or are you aiming high and trying for excellence?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one of the biggest problems. When you look at studies, perfectionism correlates with depression, with anxiety. And you know, I have specialty practice in the treatment of eating disorders. This is one of the things I see with anorexics, that there's a high correlation, high association with anorexia and eating disorders and perfectionism and some other mental health problems. It's a contributor. I would say we have to really get in our head this idea that we have to move away from saying, I have to be perfect in order to be loved or accepted or to get people who approve of me.